Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You have to get the next fight that Conor McGregor's in, because when he gets interviewed after the fight, he really does sound like the Lucky Charms leprechaun. I mean, and I'm That's an Irishman saying that. No, it's just like,
well, me face for fair and all the free the fair the fair the fair.
With the right hand, but I tell you, the fight are gaiety for the.
And by the way, the more bouts he has with the.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Pretty hard, ahoy,
Why don't we ask a true fan in Matty Masiello, just briefly,
Matty,
before we get into it.
I thought they sounded like they were homers for Kansas City.
Oh, Tony Romo totally wants to get in Patrick Mahomes' pants. It's ridiculous.
Yep. Oh, dear.
Yep. Thank you.
I was so pissed the whole time. And it's been like that the whole season.
I knew I was right.
For some reason, I don't mind my legs hanging off the couch when you're horizontal.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
I get it.
Which is so sad at age 42. You literally...
Elvis died at 42.
You have a couch that's too small for your body.
Right.
That's a sidebar.
That's my case, but I have a sectional.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Thought I'd start the show today with a little oldie but goodie, going back about 10 years. About 2010, I believe this one was. Carl and I were driving along, going out to dinner Saturday night, and I said, hey, thanks for allowing us to go out to dinner, because you're working again, you know. Couldn't do that when you were working, but really happy to have you along. And Carla said, hey, I want to play a song that I think you're going to like. This song is a song that makes me think of you. And I'm like, really? And I said, okay, it's one of your techno songs. I wouldn't mind hearing it.
Check your t-shirt before you leave your house. Does it really fit, or would it fit on Minnie Mouse? Handful of gel to make your hair all spiky. Then you're looking in the mirror like, why don't these girls like me? Don't be a douchebag.
Oh.
Hi.
I like this.
Hi, everybody.
It's all in the message, right?
Yeah, it's a message song. Who is this, Bob Dylan?
We were listening to techno driving down to work. Driving down to go to dinner.
If it's winter in the shower, you shouldn't be tan. Unless you're Asian, Puerto Rican, black, or Mexican. Ed Hardy hat. Bro, you're over 30. This is just a warning, or you'll end up on the dirty. Don't be a douchebag.
Anyway, I thought you.
What volume were you listening to this at?
Scream Scottsdale, Arizona.
We were cranking techno.
I know you like loud music sometimes.
We were cranking techno in the Hertz rental car. We were cranking it. I mean, and that little stinky SUV has it a sound system. It was fantastic. We were like, hey, I said to Carla, why don't we just open the windows, huh? Hey, everybody, how you doing? Look at me. I got a white beard. Yeah, don't be a douchebag.
Look,
you don't
at
have
that,
to edit that, do you?
Look at that young lady's dad. He's so hip.
Yeah.
I know.
Isn't it nice that they can turn the music up loud enough that he can hear it?
They're laughing so loud, and she's in the car with her grandfather.
Mike, do you remember when we had rented a tricked out SUV for the spring break that we did down in Florida when we took the whole show down there? And coming back from lunch or shopping one day, we're going through an area that had an amazing saturation of cool kids, and we rolled all the windows down and played polka music as loud as we could.
I'm a big advocate of rolling your windows down and playing inappropriate music. My friend Demetrius, who looked exactly like David Ortiz, we came and he wanted to talk about a tricked out SUV. We were going to play golf up in, how do you like this town? Haymarket, Virginia.
Beautiful, beautiful town.
Nice. And there were four old men with their hand carts rolling them across the parking lot of the place we were playing golf. And he was playing the hip-hoppiest hip-hop you would ever hear, and it was just like, to see the reaction was a beautiful thing. I mean, cranking it too, like, meh, and they're looking over going, meh. And I'm not a fan. By the way, I probably, if I'd been the guy walking across the parking lot, I probably would have looked over and gone, meh, as well. There we are. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Monday. Great to have you along. You know, the reason I was messing with my TV shot prior to the show is that, you know me, I occasionally hop on these message boards, and I will read my own press because I have an ego. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was talking about the Maddie says we need less headroom. And I'm like, as soon as we do that, you know, this T-shirt is too big for me right now,
mm-hmm.
as you can see, as you can plainly see.
Well, you've lost enough weight that you probably need to look to different clothes in a certain way,
not quite. No, I don't think we're there to, to edit the closet yet.
Are you going from a 2X to a 1X?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, going for a 3X to a 2X, right?
Oh, okay, yes.
Gotcha, that, this is a 3X, so this
okay.
is big.
Okay.
This is big for me right now.
Yeah,
thanks for bringing that up. Nothing makes me happier than when you mention size.
He loves
statistics. I said 2-1, not 3-2.
But the thing, but
it's a door song, isn't it?
You said 2-1, but no, I'm fat. I'm heavier and bigger than people ever give me credit for because I think I come across as small.
No, you're built like a Buick, though. You're very wide up front.
I'm very wide up front. What do you mean built like a Buick?
You know, like at a wide, it's not like a narrow face coming
in.
No,
I think
like,
what you're thinking, well, no, it's low and wide. That's a Cadillac
my weight,
ride.
My weight always is from the top Cadillac. Of my head to the tip of my toe.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I am proportioned. I do not, I'm not one of these guys like the guy that works at the Walmart at the self-checkout. Oh my God. It looks as though he looks like really a, he looks like a soft balloon that somebody poured BBs into.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's
very
just
bottom
heavy. Everything has the gravity has just, you know, he looks like one of those guys that's
poor guy.
A mascot. He looks like the Philly Fanatic. He's got a Philly Fanatic.
Oh, is he fun?
You know what I mean? So he's got.
Did he ever do any engineering for Big Market Radio?
No, he did. All right.
That guy.
Right well, not all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel now?
Yeah. How do you feel,
now, Mr.
About the same.
Doesn't think. But anyway, why are you dressed up today? You're all dressed up.
No, it's a new shirt. I got the shirt.
You came to the studio today, though, right?
Yes, but I got a new shirt, and I've debuted it today. Do you like it? Actually, when I opened this on Christmas Day, Carrie said, Mike looked so nice in his blue shirt when we did the cocktail party. I wanted to get you a blue shirt.
Oh, that's very sweet. Where are your shoulders in that shirt? Where are your shoulders?
What's that?
I can't really tell where your shoulders are in that
shirt. Why don't you turn around and show me your ass? Maybe they're up there.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Point to the tip of your shoulder. I'm sorry. I'm fascinated.
They're there.
All right. So the seam. Okay.
Nothing is as it seems.
All right. I get it. Is that where'd you get that shirt? What brand is that shirt?
It is an Izod Lacoste, and she got it.
Oh, it's a very nice shirt.
She bought it online. I think through Target.com.
Dare I say that shirt may be too big for you?
Might be, but you know what? I like to have a little room. You know what else is too big? Your mouth. It's too big for
me. Happy Monday. It is Monday, and we all know what that means. No, I'm very, very, even with my bad back, I'm feeling good about coming in here today and doing this show. And over the weekend, we lost an icon, certainly a radio and television icon, but a truly iconic individual. For this show, we have a history. This show, the Mike O'Mara Show, has a history that goes back with Larry King. I think more than anybody, I was obsessed with Larry King. And to start working with Don Geronimo in the mid-1980s and find out that he shared that obsession. And then we both had an obsession. And I started doing parody commercials of Larry King. And it seems like I've been doing that forever. And Larry King was every morning disc jockey in the 80s would listen to Larry King driving into work because Larry's was an overnight show on the Mutual Radio Network before he got on CNN. Most of you know Larry King from CNN. We knew Larry because we were the people that were listening to him. So in the industry, Larry was a god before he was. Other than that, his show was listened to by night owls and shift workers and students on all-nighters. But the radio community, this is why Larry was so iconic to radio personalities, because we all listened on our commute to do a morning radio show.
He was the only thing that was on. I mean, it was, he really kind of.
Only thing that was on.
Would it be fair to say he kind of invented a format? He really did. Because that Open Phone America, had that ever really been done before he did that?
I don't know. I mean, Larry's been on for so long, it's hard for me to know whether that was invented by him. You know, with Larry, though, it was so consistent. And it taught me about that, you know, you want to make adjustments, you want to tweak. God knows we're planning some tweaks to this show that I think that's important. But at the same time, it's that comfortable blanket. And that's what you got when you got Larry King. And Larry King was somebody who our paths crossed continuously. I got a million Larry King stories, but where the biggest story for when we were working doing the morning show was when Alan Goodman made an arrangement to have Larry King might have been another one of those April Fool's days. Or who knows?
But I don't know the date. I don't know the date, but it definitely.
Well, George Michael, the old sportscaster,
that was
he took
April
over
Fools.
The show
was, yeah.
On April Fool's. Larry, I think, just did a walk-on, and Larry just showed up, and the reverb, and you probably have a little.
I do. I have a clip
where,
of it. Yeah.
Where Larry came in and took over our show, and this is long after I've been doing the impressions of Larry King, and it was just Larry being Larry. We roasted Larry. At a charity function where I got up on stage and did my impression of Larry King and got very well received for that. Larry was just something special, or maybe Larry roasted us. It's so long ago, it's hard for me to remember.
But you shared the dais. You shared the dais.
We shared the dais with Larry King. We were backstage. My old newsman, very first newsman when I did a morning show, was a guy named Sonny Ubroth. And Sonny Ubroth was a squirrel, which means he liked to have a car that looked like a cop car. He loved cops. Mm-hmm. And because Sonny down in Annapolis, Maryland, knew every cop, he would have cops visiting with him in the morning. Sonny, when he left WYRE to take another job, his job was with the Mutual Radio Network.
Okay.
Sonny went to work at Mutual. So Sonny had Larry King stories as well. And so it just always seemed like Larry King was overlapping with my career. And then on to CNN, where I think it's pretty safe to say Larry exploded onto the national consciousness, because he was this grizzled broadcast veteran who made the transition to television. And when you look at Larry, he certainly had a face for radio, but he made the transition to television so amazingly successfully. I mean, he just became, and I remember based on our proprietary feelings about Larry. Larry was one of ours.
Yeah.
There was probably a lot of jealousy when Larry went to CNN. I think he stayed on Mutual for a while when he was doing
the
CNN show.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's like, oh, it's never going to work. It's never going to work. We were jealous.
Yeah.
We were jealous of Larry doing that. But then he became just an amazing success.
And also, one thing that I always remember, because remember, when you were really ankle deep in Larry, I was just a listener, but a very, very intense listener, you would read his USA Today column, which was on Mondays?
Larry, at one point, I think, had a Mutual radio show. He had a column in USA Today, and he had the CNN television show. And now, make no mistake, I don't want to get the emails that say, oh, Mike, you just mocked him. Yes.
Yeah.
We mocked Larry. But we mocked Larry because he brought something to the table. All impressionists, if you have something that you bring to the table, it's fantastic. And Larry was a prickly pear off air as well, who had an amazing ego. And when we became aware of that, it's no surprise that the people that, Larry was an iconic broadcaster, but Larry also had his picadillos. And with Larry, people that worked with him liked to poke fun at him.
Yes.
And he had a good, healthy. Look, the guys that are like this, Buddy Rich, one of my heroes, Larry King, Anybody that would listen to some of Don or my rants with people would probably say the same thing. I think if, you know, God love the people that are able to get through this wonderful business of broadcasting, being sweetness and light every day of their life. I am jealous of them. I admire them. It's what I strive to be, but I'll never be there.
It's infinitely more difficult, Mike.
It is.
Yeah. It's difficult, but Larry did it, and some of them do it a little more over the
top. And you thrive, and in that world, you were rewarded. You just were.
You were rewarded probably more than you are today with that kind of behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
But with that said, it was just good fun, and it was fun to satire Larry King, to make fun of Larry, to poke fun at Larry because of that voice and because, really, when Rob, I'm so glad you mentioned the column, peanut butter tastes better on a bagel. You know, those just King's
things. My fiance can't get enough gummy bears.
It's just King's things.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was fantastic.
Well, I mean, so, up to this to this very moment, we still would satirize King's things with promos that we'd write. And it's one of my favorite things to write.
Because and Larry was one of my favorite impressions to do.
Yeah.
And it's one of those lovely meetings of an impression I love doing, and one, thank God, knock on wood, the people love to hear. And Mike, the answer to the question is yes, we will. As soon as I get the synthesizer thing
working,
fixed, we'll be talking about that tomorrow. I truly wish I will guarantee you we will be having Larry visit from heaven. Larry might be the heaven spokesperson. He really will. Yeah.
I know we have so many. We have some tapes. We have stories. For me, I was curious for both of you, and I didn't want to throw the mass text out early morning, but when did you find out that he had passed?
I was watching CNN when they broke in with the news story.
Oh, wow.
Mike texted me.
And Rob and I have a little competition.
Yeah, you have your debt. Yeah, I don't get involved.
It's not anything to get involved, but we just... We get a morbid pleasure out of notifying the next person.
But this was a weird one because I really thought that he would beat this. I had no. There's just something about a sort of.
Well, they haven't confirmed whether it was COVID or not. He went into the hospital the way I understand
because
it.
Because of COVID.
With COVID, and I don't think he came out. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way. So I would assume it was COVID related.
The last I heard might have been even from the Stern Show, where, and I'm paraphrasing.
Is that still on?
Yes, doing very well.
Oscar.
I think
he certainly needs that. He certainly needs that leg up. Thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think Stern said something along the lines. Somebody should scientists should go see Larry because when he was still alive, draw blood from Larry because if he's still kicking and he's beat all of this.
Yeah.
Well, Larry so many ailments. Larry came on our show. And the day after he did the Don and Mike show, the walk-on, that's when he had his first heart attack. Yeah. I don't think we were responsible.
No.
I think he absolved us of responsibility.
But he beat it like he beat everything else back then. And as a matter of fact,
he was smoking
went on to be better than ever.
So much back in those days. He was smoking. I remember the brand. He smoked more cigarettes.
Oh.
And this is back early.
That was Todd's first company.
Pre-filter.
I don't know who.
I'm kidding.
Please, no mention. I remember he had stained fingers, nicotine stained fingers.
He smoked all the way into the ER.
He smoked all the time, and I think it's back when I don't know how early he came in. It was Alan Goodman, so it was the first 5 years of my radio career, my major market radio career, and he came into the studio, and I remember he had. I think he was driving. I mean, this is before he made it super big. He had a house in Beverly Hills. He had an apartment in New York. He had an apartment in D.C. He was driving an Oldsmobile. I mean, that's how long I've known Larry King. And he had zip-up boots.
Zip-up boots, right?
He had zip-up boots. And, I mean, we were so obsessed with Larry King that's why we noticed that. Yes, he had nicotine-stained fingers, and he had zip-up boots. And he drove an Oldsmobile. I mean, because we as disc jockeys were looking at, what car did he drive in?
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, this is back when Larry just showed up. Drove his car over. It was just like, you know, you think of these people with entourages now.
Yeah.
He didn't have that. But at the end of the day, with Larry, it was for a guy like that, that he gave me so much in my career, not because he wanted to, but because I took it. And I take, as an impressionist, doing that impression of Larry was, and I still get laughs with that on air or off the air.
I felt, so my mother texted me, of all people.
Oh, dear.
Oh, a lot of, and your mother, When I posted my thread about Larry over the weekend, your mother was referenced multiple
times.
I'll read to you in Spanish what was texted to me.
From her?
Early morning, Saturday morning.
I feel sorry for Mama Zabalos. I really do.
And as you know, Mike, as we all get older, we rise earlier. That's just the case.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Yes.
Yeah. She writes, this is at 8:40 a.m. I'm not sure when the news broke, but 8:40 a.m. Mm-hmm.
And not long. Right. Not that's pretty early up.
Well, for me, I call that late morning.
Yeah, but I think that's shortly after it broke is what I'm saying.
Oscar, nuestro amigo. That's our friend.
Okay.
Larry King, ha muerto. Larry King is dead. Lo siento mucho, hijo. Te quiero mucho. I'm so sorry, honey. I love you.
Oh, God bless. Oh, my God.
Isn't that
I want to reach out and give your mom a hug right now.
I teared up for my mom because I have the heart to tell her that she's not friends with him. I'm not friends
with
him.
You're never going to, that's one look.
It's not
one way. Leave it like. You never share that. You never share that. Let her enjoy.
I called her at that moment. I said, Mom, how are you doing? She goes, I'm sad. I've lit a candle for him and his family.
Oh, God bless her.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad.
The ruse of all ruses has to continue.
That's right. That's like the end of the sting,
Mike.
Well,
we can't continue it now because she knows he's dead.
At the end of the sting, you don't have to fool them. They have to go away not knowing they were fooled.
Yes,
and this is what must happen. That's
like basically the hooker walks away while the John is put in the back of the car or vice versa.
Exactly. Mike, many of those moments you've mentioned, I put together a small tribute montage for Larry.
Wonderful. I know you have, and I'm excited to see this. Listen to this. This is for those of you. This goes way back. I take it.
I scoured my archives. I do have the moment that he is on WAVA. I have some classic stuff from 60 Minutes and some stuff that we've enjoyed many years through the past. So I think you'll like this.
I'll only mention the time when he took over our show. Our reaction. We're laughing so maniacally because he's such a big deal as far as we're
concerned. I tried
to
minimize that.
Yep. About everything he said. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I shall pass through this world but once.
Oh, God.
Any good, therefore, that I can do or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
You're Patsy. That's the rap.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the corner. Honest to God, that's where I feel. That's in me. I never got Brooklyn out of me. Basically, my style, I'm curious. I want to know why.
Are we back? We have never gone anywhere. We start now. I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time, talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back, so we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly, and this is semi-hysterical. If you heard, whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
I'd get on a bus and ask a bus driver, why do you want to drive a bus? What I took was this insatiable curiosity into a profession that warmed to it.
There was a major decision. I had lunch with Alan Goodman a couple weeks ago, and we decided, how do we do it on the morning they're fired? And Alan said to me, when are you going to drop people? How do you do it? I said, gee, I don't know how to fire people. He says, well, you know, these two guys, I mean, they like you so much. You know, I think it would ease the blow a little if you were there. You know, maybe you could find them work. All right, now, hold on, guys. This is my half hour.
Larry King, I can't believe this.
This guy is really thrilled.
I'm a listener. I listen every night.
We're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. We'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man, Duke Zebert, by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine, too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
Rest in peace.
Aww.
Yeah, you don't appreciate people until something like that, and I'm listening to that, and I say, because you reflect on what made that, like CNN was CNN, and
right.
I think he had a lot of great moments on CNN, but I go back to the Mutual show, and that was that that style he had. It was a confidence level that he had with that that talk format, and here's what's the best thing about it. When I listen to it, when I reflect on it, there was something about him and his persona that just made it special. And you can't really quantify it. You don't know what it's all about. But
I haven't heard in all the tributes, and that is a confidence. And in radio, the ability to stop and pause and be that way, that requires more confidence than anyone can ever understand. And he had it because he just
something
knew
that
how
perhaps
to do it.
Jim Nantz and Tony Romo might want to study.
We can get to that a little later.
We'll get to that a little later. My God.
May I add that?
Yes.
For me, all shit aside, it was fascinating, and I wish I knew more. Like, I know, you know, for better or worse, I know a lot about Carson Daly's track and his work, and Ryan Seacrest's track as far as career tracks are concerned, and Dick Clark's track as far as how they got to where they got. But
the
I didn't really
track. No, go ahead. I'm just.
It's truck. They were traveling by truck, Mike.
Okay. The track of their success.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Or career. Is it career track?
Path.
I think it is. Is it career track?
Track. Yes.
Yes.
Track, but you can
track is a brand of bicycle.
And you can also track on a track.
I have one.
Yeah, so maybe that's what's.
We have a Trek store nearby.
So
go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. But I didn't know about Larry's path on his Trek bicycle to get on his track to success.
I'm pedaling.
Started in Miami. I believe he started in Miami.
Until I watched his special. Until I watched his special on CNN.
Yeah.
Where you watch his path and his ascension to what is a national broadcast icon.
Yep.
And it was impressive. Yep. And he fell from grace a couple times.
I believe one of his big breaks and one of the reasons he got the bosses to listen to him is he was doing like an afternoon cafe show where he would do a live remote from a luncheonette or something. And he was able to snag Bobby Darin for like 10 minutes. And it was just, he brought him in and sat down and talked with Bobby Darin. And that was his first, what he credits as his first big break. But the thing about that is, think how old he is that his first break involved Bobby Darin. That's how long he's been around.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Sinatra loved him. Rickles loved him. Yeah.
Look, the rules still hold true. I mean, the three of us talk every day, so it's our job to flap our gums and do the talking. But when you do an interview, and you're interviewing somebody, and I plan on maybe getting a guest sometime in 2021.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's our guest this
life
week?
Life goals.
This week is going to be
nobody.
Well,
right?
Nobody's
scheduled for this week.
We had Larry.
I'm not being flip. I'm named, but
no, we don't have anyone scheduled. This week.
We don't have any guests.
No, we don't. Not this week.
All right. Why?
No one has gotten back to me. I sent out a blizzard of emails yesterday based on some motion pictures.
All right, thanks a lot.
I will keep you updated if we get anything back.
All right.
Back.
So anyway, when you do an interview,
yes.
Larry said, I think he put it this way: I never learned anything by talking. Johnny Carson would sit there and let the guests. Bad interview, Jay Leno, want to talk during the interview. And, you know, Larry was a great interviewer because he would have just a staccato question very briefly and then let them go. He did do that. Nobody, he had an ego. Make no mistake about Larry King's ego. But Larry, when he was interviewing an icon, Larry didn't need to say me.
No.
Bad interviewers like to say what they want to say to the celebrity. You have to take the moment, no matter how excited you may be about a guest and wanting to tell them all about you, you have to just give them a question and let them roll. And really have just a normal conversation.
You know,
with
and you what
can.
Larry was
it's hard to do.
What Larry was great with, and Larry was famous for not preparing for an interview. That was something he took great pride in. And he would ask vague questions. And when you ask a vague question, you don't know exactly where it's going to go. But again, it comes back to that confidence where he could roll with something that was unexpected.
Now, I have to be full disclosure, we probably were two personalities, or maybe me, that said that business about not preparing. We might have cried BS on that.
It could be, but that
I
was
think Larry looked it up at one sheet probably before he went.
But what I'm, but I mean, even if it's only shades of truth, he was okay with asking a vague question. What drives me crazy with talk show hosts is if they ask a question that they already know the answer to. So why are they asking it, you know?
Absolutely.
So that the it's fun to make fun of him for saying he's curious, but I do think he was. He wanted to
as
know.
As the individual, as we go to break here, as the individual who's responsible for booking an occasional guest on the show, would you be willing to pledge to our listening audience now that you will do a better job of facilitating guests on the Mike O'Mara Show in the year 2021?
Absolutely. Absolutely, okay. I pledge this. This is actually a resolution I've made to myself.
Really?
Yes. I want this to be a better show, and I know that that's your favorite thing, and I want to bring guests to the show. So, but I want them to be quality guests.
If you can do that,
yes,
I'm going to commit to this in front of all the listeners. If you're able to do that, we'll have a meeting at the end of the year on the air, and we'll say,
okay,
how do we do with guests? What a great year for guests. We got this person, this person, this person. I'll buy you a new shirt.
I appreciate it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, wait, come back.
Well, look who decided to show.
You were supposed to be here 4 hours ago.
Was I? So, I'm the tardy one?
Yeah. I was going to go to that bed and bath place, and now it's closed.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have come at all. Jerk off! I'm just joking with you.
Wow, hurry, I'll laugh at you.
Let's do this. Wow, the old McNair place. Never thought they'd get the floors clean after what happened in here.
What happened?
They had a lot of cats. Here's a comment card. Please mail it in when I am done.
Just go to your boss?
No, it goes to me. I'm kind of a perfectionist.
One thing. I have this friend, and he gave his cable guy $50, and then he got all the movie channels for free. Did you ever hear of anything like that?
You mean illegal cable?
Yeah.
Who told you that? What is his name? I want it.
Oh, forget it.
You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
Oh, please. No, that was dumb. I was just making conversation. Forget it.
I'm just jerking your chin. You are too easy. Wake up, little snoozy. Smell of salt.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
And we're coming to you from Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners.
Had a lot of cats.
You know, when I wrote that, I didn't realize it would be a loyal legion of listeners who are a part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. Great places like Herkimer, New York, Elgin, Illinois, New London, Connecticut, Hot Springs, Virginia, Norway, Maine. I've been there.
Have you?
Managua, Nicaragua, the Mike O'Mara Show on now. I'm very, very pleased. When we have our relationships with our wonderful advertisers, I don't usually know who's going to be with us in 2021 until it comes across my desk right here. I am very, very excited because Features, the greatest sock maker in the history of sock makers, is continuing with us for 2021. And may it be a long and fruitful relationship, Features. Let me tell you why. I love your socks. I love your socks to the point where I have thrown all of my other golf socks away.
Ooh.
And I had a ton of them, but there's no sock in there better than my Features sock. I even wear your pastel-colored golf socks because they feel so good, and they add a little panache to me when I'm wearing shorts.
You're the talk of the club, Mike.
Their elite golf socks are so above average compared to everything else. They keep my feet cool, dry, blister-free. That goes without saying.
Of course.
That's good. They're just amazing, and they don't punch up. I never even think about that. There are other golf socks that I would put on, and by the time I get done playing around at golf, they're in my toes.
That's no
all
good.
All rolled up like I'm sitting on a no good. Support. They're fantastic. If you're unsatisfied at any point with features, they'll give you a replacement pair, no questions asked, a lifetime guarantee. So, if you want the best socks in the world, you need features. Family-owned since 2002, they are the best, and there's so many different ones. You can get them for anything. They're spectacular. Features socks will change how you feel about socks forever. For our listeners, you can receive $10 off your first pair of features when you go to features/TMOS. Features.com/TMOS. That's FEETURES.com/TMOS for $10 off your first pair of features. And if the features people are listening right now, I'm going to buy them anyway. But I would love a Christmas present from you. I really would.
That's not my,
but you know what?
Valentine's.
But don't. Features, Valentine's. I don't need that because you know what? I specifically like to select the socks I want from features. And okay. they're just, I don't know what it is. I don't know what they do. They put features magic.
So great.
That's what they do.
so great.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Big football weekend. Yeah, if I can bring it up right now.
Please.
The announcing. Okay. I know that I'm going to be in the minority here when I talk about Tony Romo. I don't know if somebody gave him an extra energy drink yesterday or what. I don't know if it's because I wasn't really happy with the fact that the Buffalo Bills were losing, and I just had it in my mind. Listen, I'm not a turbo fan of either team. Was I rooting for the Bills
yes.
because of Matty Masiello and because of Jimmy Cerrito? Yes, but at the same time, I really don't have a dog in the fight as far as my team. But man, it sounded like those announcers were pretty giddy about Kansas City and not as giddy. I might just have been hearing that.
Well,
but it was
why don't we ask a true fan in Matty Masiello, just briefly,
Matty,
before we get into it.
I thought they sounded like they were homers for Kansas City.
Oh, Tony Romo totally wants to get in Patrick Mahomes' pants. It's ridiculous. Yep.
Oh, dear.
Yep. Thank you.
I was
Thank
so pissed
you.
The whole time. And it's Thank been you. Like that the whole season for the most
Thank
part.
You.
And that being said.
I knew I was right.
Even though they knew by the time their game started that Brady was going back to his 35th Super Bowl, and that should be enough to get Jim Nantz very, very excited. We had a brief text exchange that when we saw the two announcers before the game, Nance right. looked Pat Summerall old. The way he was sitting.
Look, this is what happens. The skin ages, okay? You probably can't see it with this camera.
Right.
You'll see it soon with this camera. Won't we see it soon? Are we ever going to get the camera down here?
Oh, absolutely.
Do that? Okay.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
the thing about guests in the guests. Camera.
Yeah.
I'm
yes.
pointing. If you saw the way I'm pointing at the screen. Hey, the thing about it is that Nancy is a great announcer. Joe Buck's a great football announcer,
yes.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Aikman was even a little yappy on the championship games, but nobody, but Tony Romo
was
like he had too many energy drinks. It was ridiculous. I know I'm repeating myself. I'm not getting Alzheimer's. I know I said that before. It just was on and on and on. And look, I don't think that it's just my opinion, and I'm very, very excited for the fact, not to take Tom Brady out of the equation, that Tampa is going to the Super Bowl in Tampa. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that
that's great for
be
you.
In there. Why? Because I live in Florida. Is that what
I'd be excited if I was. I can't go to the game, but I'd be excited.
Yeah, if the Super
well,
Bowl had been
to the
if,
game.
If yeah, the Super Bowl had been an only, he'd be out of his mind.
You get the right. fever. You get the Super Bowl fever. You're Super Bowl town.
Well, speaking of fever, since it's in Florida, they're going to have double the capacity at the stadium. They're actually going to have a two stadium set up. So not only will it be everybody gets to come,
yes,
because it's Florida, yeah. run by the guy that doesn't believe in science, and everybody gets to come.
How many will be at the commissioner's party, Mike?
40,000.
Oh, excellent. It's a super spreader event.
40,000 licking each other's hands.
In the be defense
that tastes good, Mr. Goodell.
Of the broadcast team.
Yes.
The game for the I would say it was the third and fourth quarter.
Are we talking about the first game or the second game?
I'm talking about the first game, like okay, the Bills, all right. right?
All right.
No, that Bills, would be, was, Bills the, was the second game.
Bills was the second. Was the second game. The first game was the Tampa game.
It was the Battle of the Bay.
I'm sorry.
Green and Tampa.
The first game. The
Green
first
Bay,
game.
Tampa.
Right.
All blur. All of blur. When I was watching the game, I felt like, You know, I was rooting for the Bills. I was really, because I felt, some sort of association, as you said, with Maddie and Jimmy.
Right.
Where you're like, oh, at least let this happen for them, please, for the love of God. And then, like, it just, the Bills weren't playing as well as we thought they could play. Mm-hmm. And they're being outplayed. And at that point, Mike, you know this from baseball, when it's not really a game at certain points, you got to fill. You got to fill the time.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it wasn't a total blowout. I mean, it was still a competitive football game.
We were, one onside kick and two touchdowns and a field goal away from maybe tying the game?
Did you say we? Did you use
the Bills.
The sports
Bills.
We? That's
If you're rooting for the Bills.
It was a great game. There were a couple of great games. The great games in the championship because the teams were relatively closely matched. No, not Kansas City and Buffalo were not closely matched.
Well, I think on paper going in, they were closely matched, weren't they?
No, yeah, but they were not. No, Kansas City is the favorite, as they will be in the Super Bowl, and they will win the Super Bowl.
Of course.
You heard it here.
Yeah.
I know we're going to have Nikki Diamond on.
This is your call.
I want to talk to Maddie just briefly about Josh Allen, because I follow the Bills, but I don't follow the Bills like you do. And Josh Allen is... I don't know. There probably are faster quarterbacks, but man, when he runs, he is so fast.
They call him White Lightning, Mike.
He's spectacular to watch. But as far as his face, I've never seen a baby-faced quarterback like this. Maddie, could you comment on the appearance of one Josh Allen of your Buffalo Bills?
He's my age. He's only like a few months older than I am, but the girls in Buffalo love him, I will say that. So the baby face doesn't bother me.
So they don't mind that sort of, I am trying to grow a mustache?
No, I think it's filled in a little bit more than what it was.
And I've seen young men with, he appears when you look at his publicity photo without the helmet, that he may be one of those young men. And I could be totally wrong about this. That is heading on a somewhat fast track to becoming follically challenged.
Oh,
like
no.
Yes, if you look at that, I'll bring him up and see if there are any pictures of him. It looks like maybe, and there are guys that, when you've got that big mat of black hair that's kind of parted on the side and over there, it looks like maybe, I don't know.
Does the helmet cause that, though? Maybe, too much.
I think the helmet doesn't help.
If you rub the helmet really hard a lot of times.
No, I think a lot of guys that wear helmets, that it speeds along.
Yeah, because you're pulling all hair every time you take that thing off, I imagine.
Maddie, would you say the women of Buffalo have a relationship with him the way that Tony Romo has a relationship with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, that's how I would sum it up.
Okay, very good. So what are your thoughts? Maddie, the biggest Buffalo fan, tell us what your thoughts are.
Well, for me, the biggest disappointment is just that we definitely could have played so much better. Like, it's one thing to lose, but then to not even do your best hurts. But my kind of silver lining is... like, I've dreamed my whole life of celebrating in Buffalo, you know, being at a crowded bar when we win the Super Bowl and everything. And that wouldn't happen this year anyway. So I would rather, you know, take a year or two, celebrate the way that we deserve to celebrate, not in a pandemic, you know, in a crowded bar.
That's good.
Not wearing masks.
Yeah,
that's what
attitude.
I'm looking for.
And a lot of Buffalo fans that I see online, they have such a great attitude towards the fact that they like where they are right now. They're poised for another great year, and that's a good place to be, right?
And it's a young team, so we definitely, have.
Yeah, maybe next year
future.
He can grow a mustache.
Maybe.
By the way, I'll be rooting for Tampa, not just because they're Florida, and you might be surprised because I'm not a big Tom Brady fan, but I'll be rooting for Tampa just because I like to see the underdog win. Mm-hmm. And I really think that's going to be, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough because I think Kansas City is peaking and there's nothing coming up on my computer when I type in, is Josh Allen bald? really easy. Nothing there, so it might just be me.
Mike, the Tom Brady storyline writes itself. The idea that we all mocked the idea that he was going to leave the master, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, who's the master now?
And make some sort of run.
Who is the captain now?
We all mocked it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't understand that. Oh, if you're looking at a true scoreboard and if you're looking at the history books, you're gonna look back and be like, oh, maybe it was Tom the whole time.
Yeah,
right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now he's probably going to make a phone call, after that, even if they don't win the Super Bowl. I'd make the call now where Brady calls Bill Belichick and goes, yeah. So that was football. So we do everything on this show. Little sports, little celebrity. What is it? Okay, that's what it is. Every time I put my hand up to gesture, it gets blurred.
It throws it.
Yeah, we can throw the autofocus off if you'd like, but that's in the settings.
It's all right. I'll deal with it.
No gestures, Mike. He's still.
I was a little dehydrated over the weekend, and I got cramps. Thought I was stroking out.
Oh.
Hey, claws for hands at dinner. Anyway, we'll take a take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
There's a fantastic way you can support TMOS while you do your shopping at Target and Walmart online. It's through the Shopping Center tab at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hallelujah.
You can find all sorts of great things like...
road apples.
No.
Carolina cow pies.
Wrong.
Mule fritters.
Uh-uh.
Pony pucks.
Hey, don't bring him into this. Colonel, don't just say words. Think of the items you'd find in these stores.
Hot mustard.
Uh-huh.
Great Caesar salad.
Yes.
Saffron saddle soap.
Now we're getting somewhere. It's all quick and easy. You can have the orders shipped to your door, or you can pick them up right at the store.
Hot diggity.
Okay, Colonel, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Dismiss!
Okay, see you around.
Jackass.
Now, a lot of people are still slaying the dragon out there and going to work every day and coming home and work hard and they're exhausted, especially on a Monday. And you walk into the kitchen and, you know, you don't want to go out to a restaurant because you got the COVID or it's too expensive
right.
for a variety of reasons. You know, most people eat all their meals at home. And you get home and it's time and, yeah, you know, you have to make dinner. And a lot of people go, do the Napoleon.
Yeah, it's the worst thing.
But Freshly has solved that. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. You just throw it in the microwave. That is it. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the inconvenient and scary trip to the store. And the meatballs are the best I've ever eaten.
I love the
so
peppercorn
delicious.
Steaks.
So good.
So
By
good.
The way, ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage-baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl. I have had that. It's the best. Freshly can work for any dietary needs. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. Beat that! Yeah! So start living Freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. And Oscar loves his Freshly. I do, too. They're fantastic.
So good. So good.
Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited-time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS. $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now for a limited time. Get $40 off your first two. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more. And we thank you. Oscar and I were commiserating before the show. I thought that we might be trailblazers on the Mike O'Mara Show, that the O'Maras now have weighted blankets. But Oscar's telling me he has entered the realm of weighted blankets.
Not by choice. More by subtle suggestion from my wife Shannon. For those of you that don't know,
well, you share a bed, so if she has a weighted blanket, you have a weighted blanket too.
Not always, and it depends on the size of the blanket.
I see.
Depends on where he's sleeping.
That's true.
He does Keebler house.
Spend some time on the Davenport.
Right.
Yeah, I don't. For some reason, I don't mind my legs hanging off the couch when you're horizontal.
It's, yeah,
that doesn't,
okay,
doesn't bother me.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. So, which is so sad at age 41 or 42 that you literally
Elvis died at 42.
You have a couch that's too small for your body.
Right.
But that's a sidebar. That's my case,
but I have a sectional.
Big long sectional, and Rob's head is still jammed up against the crotch of the L.
She's like, "Quit spilling off the couch."
But you sleep in the marital bed with your
of course,
wife,
of course,
right?
And yeah, right. About 2 weeks ago, Shannon said, "I got new bedding," and I'm like, "Great." And look, new bedding for me is Brooklinen, and that is the bar none.
Sure.
That's what you go to. That's what we do.
They advertised on our show, right?
Yeah, they continue to during the seasonal at this point. But regardless,
okay.
The weighted blanket was something not in my purview. I did not see it coming. I did not know it existed. Didn't know. I thought the only reason you'd ever want a weighted blanket in my eyes was for, you know, something medical. And
Keep telling your story. I'm going to go get mine.
Please, please.
About the weighted blanket, I first became aware of it around October of this year. Mike, no, please. Get the weighted blanket and a hat. And I was walking through Costco, and it seemed like the two things that were red hot, like in the fall of this year, were weighted blankets and air fryers. And that's what they were pushing.
I can see that. It sounds like a gimmick to me as well, Rob.
But it does seem like a gimmick to me because, I mean, if you want to use more blankets, right?
No. This is as advertised. And they come in at different weights depending on your body.
Okay.
I think Shan's got a 15-pounder.
I'm not sure I could afford the shipping for the one for my body.
I asked for it. So I tried it.
Right.
I wanted to hate it. I was being polite. And we only have... like aside for like one person. So it's not like we're sharing a weighted blanket. We're not trapped together.
Okay.
I don't know if they make them in queen size. Or
I'm
whatever
sure.
We have.
Trust me. They make them. They do.
And, or she just was cheap and bought just for her.
Well, cheap and selfish, they walk hand in hand. What is the sales pitch? What is it supposed to accomplish?
It's supposed to keep you in your place instead of you twisting and turning in the middle of the night fidgeting.
Yes.
It's supposed to hold you down. It's much like swaddling a baby, but you're an adult.
Okay. All right. Babies love to be swaddled. I was an excellent swaddler.
Mike, do you know the weight of your weighted blanket as you struggle to pull it into you? Look at him. Look at him. He's going in slow mo. It's going to knock him over. It is heavy.
Oh.
You look great.
He looks like a Jedi.
Yeah.
I'm the evil one. I am the evil.
Embrace
the name of that
your hatred. That's
that
the emperor. You're the emperor from...
I'm the emperor. I want to see if I can get my mouth older. Although it's not a big stretch anymore. Bring me Larry King.
Great video day.
Oh, dear.
Too soon.
Way too soon.
Maybe I should take the glasses off.
I think prints of Star Wars The New Hope, the Emperor had glasses. Yeah.
Mike, do you feel like you...
You know, it's really the visual.
Yes.
It's so hard on my neck. The visual for the... weighted blanket. I guess they have like weights inside them.
They have. Yeah. They have weights. They have. I was telling Rob that they have. At least we have.
There's
a 15,
an insert, right?
We have a 15-pounder. Shannon's ordering a 25 for me because the 15 didn't really hold me down. And if I'm not mistaken, it's supposed to mimic the swaddling that we used to get done as a child.
So it's a security thing
to hold us down.
Yeah.
It looks like there's a little zipper here. Let me take the weight out of mine.
Okay.
So this is where he ruins things.
Here we go.
Carla's not going to be happy.
No, it's
that's a kettlebell. That's the whole gag.
A full
that
kettlebell.
That's the whole
that
gag
emerges.
That we have.
Excellent gag. They did it.
Psych gag. Fantastic.
Hey, everybody. Fantastic. But let me see if I can demonstrate by dropping. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ow.
That had to hurt.
There we go. That's heavy.
And do you know the...
It's heavy, said with a concussion.
Do you know...
It's very heavy.
I didn't get... Because you were telling... So you like or not like?
I liked it. I wanted to hate it. I thought it was a kind of like just a fad or something she got pulled into on Instagram. And then I was like, oh, that was semi-refreshing.
What does yours weigh, Mike? What's the weight of yours? Do you know? And what size?
300 pounds.
It's a 300-pounder? Is it a queen size?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger blanket?
Can you and Carla both share, or is it just a one person?
No, we actually, she has hers and I have mine. I actually took
nice.
Hers.
Yeah,
oh.
Because it smelled better.
And
we
we're
just
done.
Got them.
And we're done.
That's it. Oh, God.
They work.
Excuse me.
They work. If you flip left and right at night, and you just want a more restful sleep, I felt like it worked.
Right. Well, I slept like a baby last night, except for, you know, Winky Tank. That's being 61 years old, you know. Nothing will, you know, give you 7 uninterrupted hours or 8 uninterrupted hours.
Speaking of that, is the weighted blanket very absorbent?
I don't know. Oh, you know, it's got plastic in it.
Oh, good.
For when I wet the bed. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. What am I hearing?
It's Rob breathing into the mic.
Are you breathing? Is that your breathing? Is it really him breathing into the mic?
I like that later.
Oh, my God.
Rob Spiewak's Audio Vault. A breath of comedy fresh air every day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love that promo.
Good one.
Keep them coming, Twitch. Yours are my favorite. Always have been. They're fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We love Cornerstone.
Yes.
You will, too. Rates are still at a 50-year low. And if you have 3.25% or higher, You need to take advantage of this massive refinance wave before it comes to a screeching halt. Still chugging along. Don't wait until it's too late. We're checking with Cornerstone every week to make sure we've got the rates right. And we'll let you know. And they're still there. They're great. Cornerstone First Financial, our friend Mark Livingstone and his great company, right in our building in Washington, D.C., and they have been the friends of the TMOS listener forever. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Very proud of the fact that they're one of our original local advertisers, and they are still getting it done, and you, the TMOS listener, still supporting them. Cornerstone is celebrating their 20th year in business with a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. They offer all the loan products, including a no-closing cost option and the absolute lowest interest rates guaranteed. These rates, you never know. They might not be this low forever, and they won't be. And with the uncertainty of a new administration, you need to call now. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. Got to get this on the show today.
All right.
Otherwise, it's gone. Oscar, I thought the pay-per-view fight, I hate to spend that kind of money on a pay-per-view. I hate it because I always feel soiled and ripped off. But I will tell you,
soiled.
I feel like somebody's pooped on me. That's why I use the expression.
Yeah.
When I got the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight, that was years ago.
I remember. We all felt used.
Yeah.
We felt just, are you kidding me for this? Not the case this weekend with Dana White, who really looks like the Great Pumpkin, Dana White just bugs me. With his big wide mouth. Hey, and
he's
Dana
been
White,
douchey
and a tough guy
since,
you know?
he's like a businessman, shrewd, really built an empire, but the douche factor has been a 10 since he came on the market.
Oh, he is just such a, you know, and they all cater to him. Give me another fight. And Dana's like, I can't hear you. And then he gives his press conference. It's all him, you know, on the backs of these phenomenal athletes that are killing it. Yes, he's created this, more power to him. But you know what? When the businessman becomes the main guy instead of the fight, it's always him with the press conference.
Well, yeah,
always
you got to create a succession plan soon enough.
It's just, but MMA, man. I mean, if you look, I for my money, if there was never another boxing match, and it was all MMA, be fine with me, because that is combat. And if you like the sweet science of
I don't care for that expression, the sweet science. I don't think it fits.
These Conor fights McGregor, were fantastic.
Conor McGregor got upset by Justin Poirier. It might be that Louisiana French pronunciation. He's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm telling you, of the three of us, I am the wrong person.
But Conor McGregor is the superstar.
I think he's
four ranked fighter in the lightweight division. And, you know, Conor McGregor has, you know, talk about a douche factor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like the supreme douche factor. And he got upset and it was a knockout. And he got it. And it looked like Conor McGregor was just on his way to another typical Conor McGregor victory, because he's a great fighter. And then, and by the way, my wife was very happy to see that Conor McGregor got nicked, pretty good by Justin. Because over the weekend prior to that, I guess hyping the fight, Conor McGregor's watch that he bought went viral. Mm-hmm. His $2 million wristwatch that he had with a switch on it that opened up to two people doing it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And it was like not a video screen. It was actually Swiss-like mechanics.
That were
worst cuckoo clock ever.
So
dirtiest ever, anyway. Cuckoo.
A defeat in MMA is not as bad as a defeat in traditional boxing, where your career is over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Justin Poirier actually taking down Conor McGregor was something that I did not see coming. I just did not see it coming. I was scared that Conor's fame and wealth and his 300-plus day, basically gap between fights was going to affect him, but he's been so effective in the past that I was like, oh, am I jealous? Am I hating on the fact that Connor, his entire Instagram profile is of his wealth and his success?
You know what I'm thinking as we're having this discussion yes. right now of those particular people, you know, you know who you are listening to our show right now.
Oh my God. All they talked about was sports for the entire show. Well, it was a big sports weekend. It was, and we talked yeah. about sports when it was. I'm talking about in terms of not the nuts and bolts, but the fact that I turned it on because I was intrigued.
And you bought it. It's your,
and when look, there's a big enough douche, I want to see him get like, beaten. That's show. The way I feel about
Do
it.
Do what you
know?
Want. And yes. I'll say this, that was money well spent for that card. And to yes. watch that happen, even if he had lost, even if yes. he had won, it was right. still a great fight.
It
but
was.
To see him, and this is what's fantastic in MMA, like he's going to get a chance to come back and have some sort of redemption fight.
Oh, not yeah. they're one and one. They yeah. but one guy they read the rubber match has to.
Well, you mentioned earlier when we were talking football about the Tom Brady plotline. This is the Conor McGregor plotline now. It makes yes. it makes it better. And knowing that he is as an outsider looking in, there's two maybe three MMA names I know. I know that name. So the right. fact that he lost is a bigger story than if he had won. So that's good
Rob,
for them.
You have to get the next fight that Conor McGregor's in because when he gets interviewed after the fight, he really does sound like the Lucky Charms leprechaun. I mean, and I'm an Irishman saying that. No, it's just like,
well, me face for fair and all the fair and fair and fair and fair. Me face for going down there. I don't know if he came across me with the right hand, but I tell you, the fight for Gaty Ford, you can hardly, you know, understand
the right hand. The right hand.
And by the way, the more bouts he has with the,
oh,
you know,
sure.
Pretty hard to hold you. Hey,
well worth it. Well worth it.
You give it a 10-2, Oscar? You love the fight?
No remorse. No remorse.
Yeah, I mean, you used to talk a lot of MMA on your
old
show.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I don't always buy the UFC pay-per-views. That's right. not what I always do. I was going to buy this one. I did, and I said, well, that was money well spent.
Value.
Money well spent. Yes. And you know what? We'll bitch when they're not, but when they are, it was a fine fight.
He hurt my leg. He hurt my leg. He kicked my calf. He kicked my calf and my leg. My leg was not obliging. It wasn't obliging.
How much was it, Connor? Was it $33.99?
My 33-ounce leg wasn't going with me.
That's it. We have to take a break. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, everybody.
Bob.
This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Bunch, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hours of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you got a weighted blanket, put it on top of your Sleep Number bed.
Yes.
Really, if you like that. If you don't, just use the Sleep Number bed. It's fantastic. Quality sleep, more important than ever. It's wonderful. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. So you can improve your sleep and do so with a Sleep Number bed. Quality sleep is essential for optimal health, performance, and your sanity. Plus, getting the right amount of sleep can help you make healthier decisions in the kitchen. And the more you sleep, the better you'll exercise, and the more you exercise, the better you'll sleep. It's a nice cycle. Remember, a great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carlos is a 65. It's just the best. Make quality sleep a priority, and now save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you.
I would certainly appreciate that.
News!
Boo!
The obvious winner of the Tom Brady-Bill Belichick divorce is Brady, of course, because he's now heading back to the Super Bowl for the 10th time, and the New England Patriots missed the playoffs this year. Oh, somebody right now is going, oh, my God, sports again!
Again!
Belichick has never won a playoff game as a head coach without Brady. Ooh, Mr. Surly, wear the hoodie. Mr. Surly hoodie. Brady seems to be picking up where he left off without Belichick. Brady and his new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, defeated the Green Bay Packers yesterday. 31-26, Brady wasn't his best, but he was good enough.
Yep.
He threw three touchdowns, but also tossed three picks. It's going to be tough for them to upset the Kansas City Chiefs, who also went on to the Super Bowl, beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24. Both games could have been much more competitive, but the losing teams, the Packers and Bills, played too conservatively, especially the Packers, who decided not to go for it with, like, 2 minutes left in the game.
So
I
don't get that.
It was that fourth down play where they kicked the field goal.
Yeah, they kicked the foot. That's the kind of move gets you run out of Green Bay. That's the kind of move that gets you run out of town.
You could tell that Aaron Rodgers was doing everything he could not to talk trash. He was like, "Oh, well, it just wasn't. I thought we had one more." Instead of saying, "WTF? Why did we kick it?
What are you doing? What are you doing?" Former home run king, and I'm sorry for not mentioning this prominently on the show, Hank Aaron died Friday peacefully in his sleep. According to his family, he was 86 years old. Hank played in the majors from 1954 to 1976, spent most of his career with the Braves, who started in Milwaukee before going to Atlanta. In 1974, I'm old enough to remember this, he hit 715 home runs, dethroning Babe Ruth as baseball's home run king. He ended his career with 755, and that record stood until 2007 when Barry Bonds used steroids to break it.
Yes.
Bonds ended his career with 762, but there's a huge asterisk next to that number. Hammer and Hank never raised a stink about it. Class
all the way, all the way.
Which is probably why Bonds released a touching statement this weekend honoring Hank for, quote, all that he did on and off the field. Hank was put in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 82 with 97.8% of the vote. Apparently 2.2% of the voting committee at the time were racists. President George W. Bush gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2002. How the hell do you not vote to put Hank Aaron in the Hall of Fame? There's not a point of having a Hall of Fame without a guy like Hank Aaron. You got to love to know. Out them, even now at this hour.
Mike, as you came up as a baseball fan growing up, he had sort of a quiet dignity, and it was a different game then. It wasn't a look at me type game.
Right.
What are your memories of when he broke the record? I'm curious because I'm aged out of
watching that. Watching it on TV and watching how the fans ran on. I remember the anticipation of it. It was a big news story. The lead up to it was really special, and I love those baseball moments. Don't seem to see them like you used to, where somebody's going to get 3,000 hits. I think now a lot of these records, they just happen to mention it at the last minute, but with this, it was, is he going to do it tonight?
Right.
Is he going to do it tonight? Is he going to do it tonight? And then when he did it, it was super special, and at the time, the Atlanta Braves had really crappy uniforms. Thank you.
I remember that.
Americans are now spending an average of $47 a month on streaming services. That's up 24% from last April when we were spending $38 a month. 49% of Americans subscribe to four streaming services. Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
While 13% of us use seven or more. Obviously, the pandemic has a lot to do with it, but the launch of several new platforms, including HBO Max and Peacock. I haven't jumped into the Peacock thing. Have you guys?
It's easy with Comcast because they throw it in your face.
Yeah.
So like, fine, I'll watch Peacock. I don't pay for it. I'd never pay for it. But it's
Still Netflix because the user platform. Yeah.
You know,
so
Disney
friendly.
Plus has got a good platform, and I had to battle HBO.
Oh, come on, Disney Plus. Come on. You get Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Well, but also I did the HBO thing again this weekend because Julia still hadn't seen Action Park. And she's been after me to watch it. So I watched that documentary for the fourth time with her. And
pretty,
you know,
amazing.
What? That's a pretty good platform, too. HBO does a good job.
Netflix number one, followed by Amazon, Hulu, Disney Plus. There it is. HBO Max, Peacock, and Apple TV. Apple TV I got because of the morning show. That was the show that I wanted to watch. That. Microsoft just patented a technique that could turn dead people into 3D AI chatbots.
Tuscaloosa, hello.
Hello. Basically, the system would collect information from... Oh, yeah. Okay, you're thinking about Larry. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
A Larry bot. It would create 3D models of the person that can have conversations with you, and those conversations would be in that person's voice. I don't know if that's weird or not.
I wouldn't want that.
But it said based on their personality, or at least how artificial intelligence recreates their personality. I might love it. I might absolutely love it.
No.
If I could see my dad, that might be really cool.
But how bad would it be that if you're talking to your dad and something comes up that's like a total wrong thing that he would never say, or it just freezes up? I mean, it would be upsetting.
I think it'd be cool.
Oh, I don't think I could do it.
I think it's if you could have like at least a... Because the emotion that a voice evokes, a recording or a voicemail,
right.
Yeah.
Like that you held on from one of your parents.
Yeah, you've seen that with the wedding dance that they do. With the father coming out. I love that kind of stuff.
So, but if you had a something that was a little more tangible and immersive, that might work.
Yeah, having my mom and dad both gone now, I'd love to see them. I know it was fake. You know it's fake.
Yeah, I guess
if they're gonna say something. It's just like Mom, you didn't vote Republican. What's going on?
Can you imagine like an AI of your mom saying, "Mike, I hate children."
There was a serious traffic backup at a COVID vaccine site in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. By the way, that's the reality we're all living in right now.
Right.
Senior citizens down here continuously talking about it. We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. The mayor decided that he had seen enough, and he decided to call an expert at handling long drive-through lines. Ooh. So he called the manager at the local Chick-fil-A.
Brilliant.
Good.
I love this. Smart.
The right tool for the job.
Exactly.
That manager actually came out and helped them do a better job of getting the line moving. Chick-fil-A, I don't know where it is where you guys are, but I've never seen anything. But noon through 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Just incredible. Just they got people out
ruined
there.
Ruined a parking lot in Leesburg. Ours ruined a parking lot, and they've got the drive-through is two lanes. And they oftentimes have people stationed outside. It's mathematical and it's precision, but they still can't stay ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
just
horrible.
Because they put a pickle on a piece of fried chicken.
Exactly.
There's a little something something now. There's a woman in Cajeme, Sonora, Mexico. Cajeme? C-A-J-E-M-E.
I know you got Sonora right. That's for sure. Cajeme.
Cajeme, Sonora, Mexico, who's only been identified as Leonora N., and she was recently scrolling through her husband Juan's cell phone, and she spotted a bunch of pictures of Juan with some younger woman. Mm. So she did what she did. She stabbed him. he managed to grab the knife from her and then told her to stop. The cops were called. It turned out that he had digitized some of Leonora's pictures and him from when she was younger. The pictures she was looking at before she stabbed him were of herself. She didn't recognize that they were pictures of her.
Wow.
He managed to get the knife. He digitized some of their old photos together from back when they were younger, and she didn't recognize herself. I'll stab you. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry about that.
Bless you, Mike. Bless you.
We don't know how old they are now, but from one photo circulating, probably in the late 40s or 50s, Leonora was arrested and charged. Charges against her are pending. She kept asking the cops, and I quote, "Where are my reading glasses?"
Mike. Mike, my takeaway from that story is when she started stabbing him, he asked her to stop.
I did a self-edit there. The story had they didn't bury the lead, which they tend not to do because they don't give a that's it. Right?
Yeah.
Am I right about that fabulous?
Yeah, but they do a lot of exclamation points.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah, a lot of hack humor. Cut it out. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked. asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Always important to turn your microphone
always
on, as the rug has it. Especially when you're having a sneezing attack.
Oh, dear.
Well, now we know the two teams are headed to the big game. Yeah. Yes, Big Game LV on Sunday, February 7th, Raymond James Stadium, Tampa. And whether your team made it to the big dance or not, I think we can all agree on one thing. The big game is usually pretty bad. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So if you want something that's really super, something that will really bowl you over, ditch the big game and try the TMOS bonus show. No overhyped lame commercials, no tedious pregame analysis, no lip syncing, and no sideline reporter reports from Jay Feely.
We're not doing that.
Guaranteed. Just 60 pure minutes of unabashed entertainment. So take time out, get it, and hit up MikeOMaraShow.com. Buy it today. The TMOS bonus show, it's your passport to the Asport. An automatic comedy first down every time. It's a comedy first down. Sounds like something Sonny Jurgens would. It's an automatic comedy first down.
Actually, what Sonny would say is, to make the bonus show work, you need to have teamwork.
Right. And remember, don't say the word. They have the rights to that.
Right.
A magnificent, good luck for that magnificent predatory bird of the air, the superb owl. I did the best I could.
Oscar caught it on the second bounce. Yeah, so it was like, good.
What?
What is he talking
about? Did the best I could with that.
All right, so we're talking about the big game. I love the fact that obviously Patrick Mahomes was yelling, so his voice is back sounding like a Muppet a little bit. And here he is talking about facing Brady in the big game.
I mean, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl. I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Repeat. Hey, Miss Piggy, I'm going to the Super Bowl.
All right. That's it. I gave you what you wanted there, didn't I?
Perfect. But the best post-game interview comes from defensive end from Kansas City, Fred Clark, on facing Tom Brady.
I ain't got nothing to say to him. I'll see his ass on Sunday in the Super Bowl.
So there's that.
I love it. That was great.
Play that one again, please. That's good.
I ain't got nothing to say to him. I'll see his ass on Sunday in the Super Bowl.
You know what? If an answer to an interviewer was a degree of toughness, that scares me, the idea. Oh. That's just, you know, it's just so intense.
He's moving on from this game to the next game.
Yeah,
and that's absolutely all it is. It's much like a 3 o'clock fight in high school. Well, right. Like, I'll see you at 3 o'clock.
No cliche there.
So much
fantastic
pressure. So much pressure. 3 o'clock outside the gym. There's going to be a fight. Gonna be a fight. 3 o'clock outside the gym. And people looking at each other. Okay, I love game shows. And you know, and this actually has sort of been a running theme of contention on the show. I love the rules of game shows because I think the rules that are in place that makes it more fun.
A running theme of contention or a running bone of contention?
I would call it a bone of contention and a running theme.
It's a trek if you're riding a bike there, though.
That's right. So if you go back 48 years, back to the Art Fleming days of Jeopardy, only three times in regular play has the game ended in a tie. And I didn't know how they would handle it. Well, they were starting to tease on social media last Thursday that Friday night on Jeopardy, something very special is going to happen. And what happened is, for the third time, it ended in a tie. Here's how they resolve it. Did you watch it?
No.
And I have no idea how you resolve it.
I will never
tie.
Watch that show again.
Thank you, Mike.
Sorry, yeah, I'll watch.
Okay. Well, because you hate Johnny Gilbert.
Johnny Gilbert speaking for host of the week.
So Jennings is still hosting as of last week, and this is how they handle a tie.
He's going to add something. How much? Oh, $18,800 as well, meaning Brian and Jack, you are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
A tiebreaker.
History. Jack, Brian, pick up your signaling devices. I'm going to read one single clue. Whoever rings in first and responds correctly will win $37,600 and the game. Here is your tiebreaker clue. In October 1961, Stalin's body was removed from display in this other man's tomb. Brian.
Who's Lennon?
Lennon.
That is correct.
Exactly. I got
Brian
Lennon.
Che, you just won $37,600.
Nice job, Mike. Jeez.
And you are a
easy question.
Jeopardy champion.
Well, I think that question almost has to skew easy because if they miss it, then what do? They both look stupid.
I thought it was Stalin Sr. because of the Russian nesting doll. They just go on top of each
just
other.
Just a bigger one?
Okay. That's good.
I like
Does he end with the joke? Is it his joke at
yeah,
the
you
end?
Know what? I'll give it to him. Yeah, that's your magic audio ball.
Yeah, give it to him.
Have a great
Oscar the kicker for once in his life, for Christ's sake.
Have a great
Come
Monday.
On. Hey, great show. Thank you, gentlemen. That was fun. Yeah. And Larry King, safe home.
Yeah, God bless you.
And we'll be back with another episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, who ended the show with a funny.
Yes.
Boy, yeah.
10 years later.
You have lots of funnies. Don't get me wrong. It's just at that particular time. Whatever. Yeah. Don't overthink it, all right? They tell me that about golf. They tell me that about doing a podcast.
This is the first time this show has ended in a tie.
There you go. I'm exhausted now. I got to take my weighted blanket back to the bedroom with that kettlebell I did just for a sight gag. I care about you people.
Worth it.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Pandemic.